The Bellmaker, A Tale from Redwall, Disc 5.
Chapter 17. A small mole almost bowled Firp over as he dashed into the mole dwelling. The old fellow kept himself upright by catching hold of the youngster and said,
"Brugget, where be ye icing off to?"
Brugget saluted the oldster hurriedly.
"Sir, there be a gurp bird out yon, ain't be a calling something fearful for the otter and Maister Bowley."
Firp took Brugget outside.
"Now, where be ye, bird?"
Brugget tugged on Firp's digging claw.
"Or this way, sir. Yon can hear him, arkin."
Firp listened carefully. On the mid-morning air, the sounds of Glockpod came drifting clearly over a dune.
"Ka-cha! Iris Otter! Bowley Pintip! Where are ye?"
The butcher bird hove into view over the hilltop, walking with his customary swagger as he called out the names. Firp had seen butcher birds before. Carefully stowing Brugget behind him out of the bird's view, he called,
"A morning to ye, sir bird! Where come ye from?"
The shrike cocked a bright eye toward the mole.
"I, Glockpod, come from Miriel and Dindin, Meldrin and Squirrel King. They say find otters."
"Well, you follow and I'll take ye to otter folk,"
said Firp, turning toward his dwelling.
"Us'll feed ye too, if you promise not to go and eat of us."
There were mixed emotions inside the cavernous mole dwelling. The Squirrel Queen and her little son were overjoyed at the news that Gale was still alive. However, the feeling swiftly changed to one of anxiety when they were told of the peril that Gale and their friends were in. Iris soon took command of the meeting.
"We'll go to Castle Floret tonight, as soon as it gets close to dark. If they haven't been recaptured, we'll see what's the best way to get them out of there. Glockpod, how long do you think they can hold out?"
The butcher bird was hastily gobbling cold turnip and tater pie, and he shrugged as he explained between beakfuls.
"Don't know. Maybe a long time. Maybe not so long. Lots of rats. Lots of weapons."
Bowley Pintips, who had placed himself in command of the four leverets, hefted his two hard scones.
"Rats don't bother us. We be warriors."
Glockpod choked on a piece of pie as he laughed.
"Ka-cha-ka-cha-cha. Ye're only infants."
The young hedgehog ignored the jibe, but the leverets were indignant.
"Steady on there and have a care, sir."
"Aye, you wouldn't like to tangle with these infants."
"Infants indeed. Infant yourself, sir."
"Great feathered windbag."